Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Today we want to look at John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus was preparing the disciples for his death. He told them that he was going to prepare a place for them in his Father's house. And when he was talking to them, Thomas spoke up and asked Jesus a question that may have been on the minds of all the disciples. Thomas said, "Lord, we don't even know where you're going, so how can we know the way to your Father's house?" Then Jesus said to them, John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the only way to God. He was fully God and fully man. Being God, he died a perfect, sinless sacrifice. Being man, he died as our substitute. He alone can pay the sin's penalty for man, only Jesus. Now, some may conclude that's a bit narrow, a bit narrow-minded on God's part. I mean, only one way to heaven? Come on, there's got to be more than one way. Well, think of it this way. Suppose you're caught in a burning building. The fire has caused a fallen ceiling to block the only exit. Try as you might, you cannot escape. You are hopelessly trapped. Exhausted, you lie on the floor and you wait for the inevitable. But then you hear an instrument pounding on the other side of the wall. Muffled voices are yelling for you to respond. In a daring rescue, a fireman knocks a hole in the wall large enough for you to crawl to safety. "Let's go," he says. He calls to you out of smoke. "Let's go. We have to hurry. Follow me." But you refuse to go. And you say, "Are you kidding me? You only knocked one hole in the wall? Come on. Kind of narrow-minded of you, wasn't it?" Well, that's ridiculous. If we were caught in a burning building, we'd be more than happy to escape through the one and only hole in the wall. And when we reach safety, we would thank the fireman profusely for risking his life to provide the one way out. Jesus is the only way to God. He provided the only way by dying for our sin on the cross. Some may call that narrow-minded. Christians, well, we call it grace. Lord Jesus, thank you for leaving heaven itself to take on flesh and die as my substitute on the cross. Thank you for providing the way to the Father. I am forever grateful. And I pray in your name. Amen.